adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week is Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Mike Bachman.
Hey, everyone. My pronouns are he, him.
Nika Howard.
Hello, my pronouns are she, her.
And Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Wow, that was the fewest bits per intro I think we've ever had.
No bits.
We got right the business.
No bits this time.
See, didn't that feel great? I mean, there was one bit. Legally, there was one bit. But
no, I fucking hated it.
Mike, are you okay?
It sucked.
Technically, you did a bit,
But it was just an accent.
Which is a bit.
Oh. It is a bit.
It's a bit.
I can't not.
Yeah, no, I think it's just because we're all so anxious.
I just found out Princess Diana was murdered. So
yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, we're ruining Bachman. He's gonna be deep in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He's gonna be in some places on the internet later.
I can send you links.
Oh, I'll bet you can.
The weird part is that it was by Jaws.
Yeah.
That's what they had to get rid of the ride. Universal, because Jaws killed Princess Diana.
Yeah.
The cover-up goes real deep.
So I think what we're doing now legally a viral marketing to come to our Twitch stream every Tuesday night.
Yes, to hear us talk about nonsense.
Around 8:40 p.m. EST.
Because we do know that like 0.01% of you are there.
Right.
And they do get there and they talk in the chat early.
Oh, yeah, they like to hang.
They have so much fun.
Right. So like,
it's a fun time.
You know, I know sometimes people mention how many inside jokes we have and how that is a barrier. So we decided to go take it one step further and do inside jokes first. Only 0.001% of our audience.
That is your gift.
Technically, they're outside jokes because they're outside the podcast.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Wow.
No, but we are recording, and Michael did introduce us, so we are technically
in the podcast now. It is funny to think about Jaws premeditated killing Princess Di, though, right?
Yeah, I think
funny. Out of context. Like, there's humor in that.
Well, she died very much inland.
Is this a street shark situation? A street sharks?
Do we know that?
He came from the ocean.
I don't know that it can be proven.
It can't be confirmed or denied, therefore.
Well, we're a 5th edition actual play podcast, and as you can tell, we're accurately capturing the vibe of when you get together with your buddies, you're waiting for your Indian food to show up, you're drinking three beers.
Your crab rangoons.
You ordered Indian food and crab rangoons.
You could literally, the place you ordered from a week ago had Indian food and Korean food.
That is
what?
True.
Yeah, I got both.
We're trying to figure out, not important, we just moved. But yeah, do we want to give away some dice?
Or, yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's give away some dice.
Okay.
From dieharddice.com.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they give us dice to give away every week, which is super cool. And you can use what's the offer code now? Is it greetings adventure or is it
should be greetings exclamation point.
Michael, we say it every week. Just kidding. Well, we do. I'm not kidding. Me razzing you is kidding, but we do say it every week.
No, I know. I don't listen.
Yeah, it's greetings with an exclamation mark.
With an exclamation point. And you get 15% off, and that's amazing. That's you can't beat that deal.
You can't.
You can't beat that deal.
It can only be matched. If I found out it's been beaten, I'm going to freaking get on the phone.
I'm going to be so upset.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc at around 8:44 on Tuesday nights, most times, we're streaming. And if we're not there, then check Twitter. Because
it's been weird.
We've told you.
Because Tim and I moved.
Everyone's moving.
Everyone's moving.
Oh my God, yeah.
We moved to a different state.
Yeah, we're in a different state. It's 8:20 for us right now. Isn't that fucked up?
It's not for me.
It's wild.
It's kind of nice though, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. When we get done doing a podcast, like it's like 9:30. Oh, we can do whatever we want.
Michael's just like,
We would like to say a huge congratulations to Jenny and Charles.
Yes.
This past weekend, they listen to the show. They're also wonderful people. I met Jenny at Gen Con a couple of years ago. And she's in the chat. Yeah. So congratulations. They just got married on Saturday.
Congrats.
And,
congrats.
Their freaking wedding looks so cool because they did it like a convention. So I hope that y'all have the best marriage ahead and live, laugh, and roll the dice.
Always see them at GeeklyCon. And it's great to see them when we do see them. Congratulations.
Yeah. We definitely need to reiterate that for the Die Hard Dice, we get a kissy on the back end. Mm-hmm. We get a little kissy. They put a little cash in our back pockets and say, nice. So that's hashtag ad, hashtag right, sponsor.
Get yourself something nice.
Right. So if you don't win the beautiful dice tonight, you can go to dieharddice.com. And that's a victory all the time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone. You know what would also be cool? You could come hang out with me and my best bud, Tim, in Columbus, Ohio for Origins 2021. Ooh. It's happening like very soon. By the time this comes out, later this month, it'll be.
Yeah. And also, Nika and I will be at Gen Con.
Yes. And that's going to be like in like a week and a half.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe. Yeah, it's so soon.
Yeah, I definitely can't go.
Why not?
Because I have like no vacation time.
Yeah, but we're going to have like a whole booth.
I want to see your booth.
Well, I have drawn a person. Congratulations to Just Jesse D.
Congratulations. Oh my God, that's exciting.
Congrats. Ooh. Good for you.
They're in the chat all the time. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
So am I.
No one says anything about it.
Well, so am I, Bachman, okay? So
we have a booth for Drinks and Daggers. Come check it out. We're putting a lot of work into it. It's going to
so
be
freaking cool.
Right now, it's going to be like this full living tavern experience.
Oh,
by the time you get there, it'll probably be a sign and a table made out of plywood.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Who's to
you
say?
You got to go and see how it turns out.
That's Origins in Columbus. So you want to definitely check that out.
That's so cool. I want to go to Columbus too. I want to meet people. And I want to see Columbus again. They've got really good taco place.
Mm.
They have those scooters.
They got those scooters.
I've never been on one.
I don't like that taco place. Can I go on the record? That taco place is fine, and they have
the margaritas
garbage margaritas.
Not good.
So therefore, it's not good.
Damn.
But the scooters.
But in the it's so close to scooter range.
Oh, yeah.
So close to scooter range.
I love the scooters. We drove like 10 miles on scooters.
You guys are little freaks.
We went to an ice cream place that was so far away.
On the scooter?
On the scooter.
I was so afraid that like you would hurt yourself. Like yeah. I need him to be healthy. And then I started crying.
Thanks, DieHardDice.com, for being cool and giving us those codes. Yeah. Hey, now that we've given away some dice, what do y'all say we roll some dice?
I love that transition, okay. Michael.
You're never fucking satisfied.
What the fuck? Oh, okay. Whew.
14.
I gotta get my D20.
14.
4.
Oh, I got a 3.
I got a 5.
Tim Lanning.
3 weeks in a row, I want to say.
Whoa, you're love a tear.
It. Woof. Love doing it.
Am I Buzz's girlfriend? Because woof. All right, everybody. So last week on Greetings Adventurers podcast, we kind of, you know, chilled for a little bit, took a deep breath after defeating Baphomet, looked at each other in the eyes, realized that we're about to jump into a great pool of destiny and fear.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Toby's, you don't know what's going to happen.
We still don't even, really. Toby's old mentor from the White Spire called and was like, oh, shit, you got to get over here. Things are looking pretty bad over in the Feywild with trance forces. Just really kicking everyone's butts. Am I blaming Aludra and Jayla for it? Obviously.
We had a good plan. We did that too. We did a little back in timesies to see what preparations they had made. And there was a magic moat, I think. There were magic casters. We had a whole plan.
Yes.
It was elaborate.
And you did great.
It was very rooted in me having watched Berserk and read the manga Berserk.
And then, unfortunately, as more and more portals opened up with the forces of hell and beyond, Tran has like a Gatling gun arm now, which is fucked up.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And he has... We flip back over to the Tower of Grey, who jumped through the chest and is now in the throne room of Melora in the Feywild. Melora has 1 HP left. She is like...
Yeah, she is barely hanging in.
Or maybe she doesn't have any HP left.
She might be 0.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? And Tran is like, I'm going to freaking kill you, you fricker. And then we're like, well, wait.
Don't do it.
Don't. That's fucked. Don't be a dick.
It's really rude.
I believe it ended with you confronting Trant.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared.
That's what it's all going to end with.
Wait, remind me, what is up in his arm again? What? It's not actually...
It's a Tiamat Gatling gun. Yeah. With one head per dragon flight, I guess you'd say.
But what? It's not bullets that come out of it.
There's no such thing in bullets in this world.
That's why I'm asking. You said it was a gun. And I didn't know it's magic gun, but dragon. Is it a gun?
It's like dragon type magic comes out, like right a fire thing. And so
like
then...
acid, fire,
listen,
lightning, ice.
If magic exists, I don't know why someone couldn't invent a gun. So I feel
Michael
like
Michael won't let us do it.
But I just had to clarify because I was like, did he really have a gun?
Each time we bring it up, he loses it.
He's like, absolutely not. I told you.
Could we be swashbucklers
now?
Because then we can have guns.
No.
Nope.
He won't let us. There's no pub.
Daddy said
there's
no
guns.
I've tried to have cannons.
No.
I've tried to have like all sorts of stuff.
No.
T-shirt.
No
gun. T-shirt
no
guns.
Gunpowder.
He won't let us do it.
There's 3 things that don't exist in this world. Guns, elevators, which is not true at all, and pugs.
Pugs
no,
too.
We already talked about pugs.
No,
there's a giant pug.
There's a giant pug.
Giant pugs exist.
That's different than a regular pug.
Okay.
Everyone's like, what about the crotch gun? Crotch gun is not a gun.
It's
a different. It's a BB gun.
It's for your balls.
All you have are giant pugs, then your universe just has pugs, and they're that size.
They just say that's a giant pug, and no one has ever asked, well, what's
what a small pug look
what's
like?
A small pug? Why don't you call it pugs? Like, what the fuck are you saying? Are you trying to step to me? And they stab you because it's the old times.
Fucking fight?
It's just they're so fucking big.
So big, they're giant. What about that big horse? Now that's a normal sized horse. That horse, bigger than the giant pug. But we call it horse.
Well, what would you call a giant if all giants are giants?
No, because they're
they look like
they
big
compared
humans.
To, yeah, they're compared to humanoids.
Humanoids, yeah.
Wow, that's very
Michael, that was a dog shit argument.
So this is a giant pug is a dog. There are dogs.
There are dogs.
There
are
pugs.
Canonically, there are dogs.
Right. But like, you don't call like, oh shit, I almost had a bad, I almost said you don't call like a Great Dane a giant Great Dane, but the Great is
First when you accidentally argue against yourself and you're like, fuck.
It's a giant.
And there's no regular just Dane.
There's also,
it's a Dane.
I read Michael's lore Bible one time and he linked it to us on accident before we took away rights. There's no Great Danes, only Danes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ashiara. Yeah. All right. We like to have fun. Let's get back into it.
Oh my God.
After these messages. Right,
so you are standing in Melora's throne room. There is blood and dead bodies everywhere. Slumped over Melora, broken bow at her feet. There are two Baelors, which are big, nasty demons on either side of her.
Scary.
And Trant in his new extra beefy form with his Tiamat gun and his Bahamut shield.
There's Tiamat guns, but no guns.
Oh, man, I'm never going to be able to keep track of this.
So he's walking towards Melora menacingly. He has the artifact attached to his metal arm. That is also a gun. That is also a dragon.
This guy is over the top.
Can you just... Where is the artifact? I can't really quite see. Is it like... Are the Gatling tubes around the
yeah, is it like locked in so that it makes it work?
It's like on his forearm, maybe.
Oh, like that Destiny Exotic for a Warlock.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
It's like a clip.
Oh, word.
Like an energy. A bad vibes clip.
What do you do?
We're here to stop you.
Dobby does a whole Sailor Moon thing.
I want to just background draw a card.
Oh. Trant, we're who you really want, right? Not Melora.
I don't think he wants us. Why am I saying that?
I drew a card that destroys a random card from the deck and it hit the beam.
I guess out of all of them, that's probably
honestly,
the best one
to
do.
It's
most
not.
Of the
it's really not. There's some bad shit in here.
He should have destroyed the
bad stuff. Damn it.
Scuds is crying behind us. Trant, what the heck is wrong with you? What are you doing, man?
Didn't I already kill you?
I have several lives. Same to my buds.
Yeah, it didn't take.
Is that so?
Yeah. What's your deal, man? Just stop it.
Yeah,
bro.
Why are you doing this?
Most people, when they get old, they like open a freaking restaurant or like a hardware store.
Or like you start a hobby.
I'm not that old.
Oh, your Drinks and Daggers card makes you look quite old.
You look pretty old, though.
I'm in the prime of my life.
Oh, okay. That's my bad. I do apologize. I did not come here to make fun of you.
I mean, I have gray hair.
Oh. You're like...
And look, I'm older than you, but it doesn't...
You're like an Anderson Cooper.
You're as old as you feel.
That's true.
I like that we're already making Trant self, like, making him defensive by calling him old.
We adventured together. We did great things. And here you are, trying to kill Melora? Not cool, bro.
Do you expect me to stand here and expound to you my plans whole history? Is that what you think is going to happen?
I mean, you kind of gave... the vibe that you were going
I've read
to
a
that,
lot
honestly.
I've read a lot of fantasy books, so yeah. I barely know what's real anymore. I love this stuff.
Well, if you truly want to know why
I think we
this.
Do right
I know for real, man. You've got to tell us, like,
yeah.
Why is this happening?
Yeah, quit it.
I mean, we're just like here, like we could just fight, but we'll wait.
Monologue.
And just
I was hoping for more of a back and forth, if we're being honest.
Well, no, we can do that. I'm sure we're going to have many comments about it.
Yeah,
but
we're going to definitely.
I was going to say, would you like us to be more reactive? Would you like us to interject comments, questions as it goes?
Yeah, we can.
That's a great question.
We can provide color commentary.
What type of monologue or soliloquy are you looking to do for us?
When is appropriate to applaud?
Or boo.
All of this is pointless since you will soon be dead.
Oh, it's starting. It's starting. Okay.
I conjure up four chairs for us to sit down in.
Wait, isn't Adira with us also?
Oh, five chairs to sit
down. Oh, no, Adira has to sit in someone's lap.
Yeah.
Oh. This is the good part. This is the good part. Trent, go ahead.
Suffering is caused by weakness.
Mm.
And when I am the one and only God, the All-Father, I will be able to snuff out all weakness and therefore end all suffering.
How did you get to that line of reasoning?
Yeah. Show us your work.
Yeah, this seems questionable to me.
Okay, so tell us why you think this suffering thing is, because right now you're just doing a lot of killing people, and you're allied with the capital E evil people, so right now you sound a little off base.
I learned growing up that weakness is one of the biggest sins. I learned this when my own father was slain in front of me, unable to protect his family.
So, I mean, sorry to interrupt you mid your thing.
We warned you, but we are sorry.
So maybe it was actually the fault of the people who killed your family.
Yeah, maybe.
And not the fault of your family and your dad.
Right.
Just the thought.
Right, like if I buy...
Like probably the person who did the murder is probably their fault.
Right, when I buy a delicious watermelon and it goes bad, I don't try to destroy time. I just... I write down in my little gnome calendar, eat a watermelon. You deserve it, bud.
Well, this band of marauders, they took me as a servant. I was the only one who survived.
I do not think you were a servant. They took you against your will. You were kidnapped.
That is a yeah.
You're an intern. You certainly.
Oh no, an unpaid intern.
And we would. When they went on raids, they would bring back hostages, and the master only trusted humans, and he would kill all the other ones.
That sounds very racist.
Oh, yes, very racist.
After a year of servitude, he told me I could join the family if I just win 50 matches.
Oh, do you realize that's an unhealthy relationship? I'm so sorry. I will
shut up. I think that you then played out that unhealthy relationship yourself.
Whoa.
Sir.
Whoa.
No, I didn't. It's the opposite.
Hurt people.
Damn.
After I destroyed in those 50 matches, then the master welcomed me into the family, but he was my 51st.
Ooh, we do love to see it.
Okay, that part, Trent, I'm on your side for that.
But aren't you like you're like a huge warlord? Like people don't usually just call people warlords. They could say general or yada yada. Warlord's pretty specific.
Yeah, you got an extra spice there.
Yeah, a little spice.
The guards from Carr came for us, and the master was too weak and he ran, and that's why I had to kill him next. I took over the band, and then soon we were taking over towns, and when my children, when everyone under me, who I consider my children, when they were safe under me, unless they were too weak.
Oh, yeah.
So you think that only the strong deserve to survive?
That's a great point.
I've seen it.
It sounds as though you feel as though love should come with conditions of strength.
Oh.
And I think that might be due to the fact that you have a weakness within you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think that really you could get through this without trying to kill all the gods and everything else.
Look around you.
Oh, I do.
Do you not see all of the suffering everywhere?
I do, but you have created the vast majority of it, bud.
Oh, do you not mean this specific hallway, or do you mean...
Or do you mean just the world?
Conceptually.
Because in this hallway, I think you did this.
That is true. I was confused by that.
I mean everywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The gods caused that suffering.
Yeah. Well, they didn't cause it. They They are like
They allowed it.
They did allow. Oh, they did allow it. Now you agree on that.
Yeah,
that
we're on the same page.
Yeah, they're on the same page. The guys don't do a lot. They're very weird.
But
hey, that's my dad.
I don't know that it's their place to do a lot. I think that they put their rules in their, I don't want to say rules, their opinions and their beliefs out there, and it is up to the people to withhold them. So kind of blaming the gods is just shirking off your own personal responsibility. So I don't really think that that's the correct answer, Tramp.
I'm taking responsibility because I'm going to destroy all of the gods, and then I will be the...
No.
I will be the one who's calling the shots, and there will not be suffering.
No, you're taking a savior complex.
Yeah, and why do you think that you're able to do it? Because so far, you've only caused more suffering. I still can't quite get over the concept of, are you going to allow weak people to exist?
Talk to my followers. You will see. You will understand.
Mm.
Who's your followers?
They are my people. They are safe. They are happy. There is no one stronger than I, so no one will come along to hurt them.
But could you name five of them to us?
What do you mean by hurt, though, Tramp? Because, like, there's different ways to be hurt.
Right.
There's physical and there's mental. Like, what if some of your followers have a bad breakup and they're hurt? You can't stop that.
Right.
That is immaterial to me.
So you only care about the physical. Physical pain, suffering.
If you're strong enough, you don't feel any pain.
Oh, this guy.
I think that is the opposite. People who are very strong feel a lot, and people who are very weak feel very little because they are not ready to process either their physical or emotional and mental feelings.
That's very, very wise, Lonnie. I feel like you need to, instead of doing all this conquering, you need to call up our good friend Dr. Frown Smasher and have a sit down in a little chat.
Dude, honestly, changed my life. It's really, like, you gotta talk to him. He's great.
Toby stands up, opens his arms. Do you want a hug? I feel like you might want a hug.
I just picturing Trent just fucking blasting him.
Blast him in the body. The arms are still there, floating.
Stay for a second and flop down.
Trant, do you consider yourself to be a strong person?
My city fell into the abyss, and I was able to hold it together and then conquer the abyss.
Okay.
So yeah, I think I'm pretty strong.
Don't need a book. I appreciate that, though. So you said a yes. And if so, by that logic, you shouldn't feel any pain, right? Okay. I just want to try something. I'm on the level here. I'm not going to try any funny business. May I approach you?
You got one hug and you got one hug.
Toby's still there with his arms open. He's waiting.
Fine. Come closer.
I do, but the whole time I'm just shuffling my feet on the ground. I just shuffle. Going up the chart.
Oh, no.
You're like shocking.
No. You're going to fry yourself.
I get over there and I just little right on the arm. Did you feel that, Trant?
My arm is made of metal. Of course I didn't feel it.
All right, well, I'm out of ideas.
No, I really thought
What about the hug?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Are we done here?
Yes, I think we are. And I draw another card.
Oh, no. I'm so scared.
Oh, shit.
Every time you draw a card, I get so scared.
Okay. So, Trant said, I think we're done here. Scud says, yes, we are. And draws his card and throws it out in front of him. It glows super bright. And white and yellow daisies and buttercups sprout up through the ground and bloom in a 30-foot radius of the card drawer.
Okay!
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Trent, have you ever thought about stopping to smell the flowers?
Trent, what about that hug?
I have more gods to kill. Melora is waiting.
No! Well, if you're so strong, then a little hug wouldn't be bad.
Big strong guy, like a little guy.
If you approach me with those open arms, I will destroy you.
You let him.
Why are you so afraid of a hug?
I'm gonna destroy. Actually, roll that back. I'm gonna destroy you anyway.
Trent, I got one last thing to say to you. Well, two.
Are you sure about that hug?
Sure about that?
You're thinking about it.
I'm not that kind of father.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think we've got down to the... Let me get my settings down. I'm going to text Frownsmasher. What's your basic policies regarding bureaucracy and the how you're going to allocate various resources, given the fact that Drunkaros hasn't recovered completely even since the demon apocalypse? What sort of facilities will you put in place so that people will have work, i.e. feel valuable, without feeling like they are crushed beneath a weight of an uncaring society? To that wit, do you also have any sort of plans to make sure that there's sustainable growth, make sure that there's different foods and other things? What about art? What about poetry? And I'll take my question now, or my answer off air.
Are you stalling for some reason?
No, really, I'm running out. I need to hear, and you know,
yeah,
I need to hear
platform?
Your thoughts. Yeah, what's your platform? Let me vote for you.
I just look at my history. I went from leading a war band to leading a city to leading a plane.
You were in a band?
The Abyss.
Well, that changes everything.
A war band.
Well, I mean, your cities were not that big. And you only were on one side, and I am the smartest person on the planet, and I went from getting lost in a library for 6 years to meeting my idols to being in charge of the strongest adventuring party. Siren, I mean, we know. I mean,
it's honestly.
As well as the entire basis for magical governance. So I think my bona fides, sometimes that word out loud, are better than yours.
Oh, you were interviewing for a job for a second there.
I mean, in some way, aren't we? Aren't you? If you are not the best at what you say you're doing, you're always going to have dissidents. You can only be so strong without anyone ever stepping up. Let's have, instead of fighting, let's vote!
Yeah, that would make the situation.
I do not need to go into my leading. This is immaterial. And we've gone on long enough.
Toby, I think we got to chop his head off.
All right, let's get fucked up.
Tim just cracked
his neck in such a way in real life. It was very on brand for what's happening right now.
All right, Trent, I'm gonna shove my knee so far up your ass. Not my leg, just knee. Gonna bend it.
Should I draw another card?
Yeah, probably.
Should you?
What? You've already drawn two.
I know, and neither one has been effective, so...
But what if it's even worse? What if they're bad?
And there's no longer a beam one, so what's the worst
I got, that can happen? I got 12 extra cards that other episode.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're rolling, baby.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Scott's dead.
No, he's crying! He's crying!
A manticore appears and flies off. Slash escapes if it can.
There's a manticore here now. It's like, let me out.
If it cannot, it attacks any slash everything in the area and then tries to escape.
I mean, there was that big hole from Tran, so...
So... This card is gonna work.
Scott, stop doing that. I swear to Christ. Why are there flowers? I'm allergic to these.
Hey, on the plus side, our battle arena looks like the ending Metal Gear Solid 3 now, so you're welcome.
Oh, that is sick. That is sick.
Is a manticore a humanoid?
No.
Okay. It's a lion and a scorpion and there's something else.
I wanted a Charmander.
It's got wings.
Yeah.
Eagle?
Trant takes that as an act of aggression and draws his sword.
Scott could just like conjure a manticore.
He has a sword and a gun? That's freaked up.
Actually, no, he really doesn't, does he? He's got a shield and a gun arm.
Oh, God damn it. That would have been really sick.
So he just goes, choo-choo, and he drops his arm.
That's sick. All right, roll initiative. Michael, you're not ready for this. We're going to kick your butt. Not Trance, you.
Okay.
19. Probably still going to go last.
I got a 20.
Typical.
I got a 23.
Typical.
7.
Over here rolling in 19 and still going third.
So Trant like holds up his arms and the two Baylors start charging at you from either side of him.
Oh, God damn it.
And Rowan, you're up first.
Cool. Okay. I'm actually going to cast Steel Wind Strike.
Yeah.
Which allows me to hit up to 5 creatures I can see within range. So I'm going to try to hit all 3 of them. Trant, that is a 27.
27 hits.
Yeah. All right, now Baylor 1. Ooh, 25.
That hits.
And, oh man, 27 against Baylor 1.
Jennifer.
Hits across the board.
Oh, woo! Okay.
Anyone who needs to know what a Baylor looks like, it is like a classic demon. It is huge, bat wings. It's got like a fiery whip.
Okay, against Tramp, that is going to be 42 force damage.
Whoa.
I actually am using my rapier for this and slinging it out into the air. And I flourish it, and then I am vanishing. I am going with my little rapier up close. 42 force damage to each of them.
That's too much.
Well, I guess I could just also
leave the sword out or something.
Yeah, I could just try to hit Trant with my sword again. So I'm going to try to do that. 22 against Trant.
22 misses.
Fuck!
He blocks it with his shield.
Actually, no. I'm actually going to expend a charge of my Blood Fury tattoo to do extra damage to them.
Ooh.
So I'm going to do an extra 4d6 necrotic damage.
I think that's neat.
Thanks. 17 necrotic damage to each of them.
Oh, cool.
I think so, right? Because it says when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, you spend a charge to deal an extra 46, and the this one hits all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Should be extra 17 necrotic damage.
And if you were missing health, you'd heal yourself. But you're not.
I'm not.
Right now, you're not.
Don't. Michael, I'm going to be fine.
I'm not kidding. Don't hit us.
Trant holds up his arm, his deadly, deadly arm.
No.
The red dragon head spins to the top. And a burst of flame shoots out at Rowan. Rowan, make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
You're so bad at this. I'm trying to nag you to roll good.
I know. 24.
I hate to say it, that fails.
Michael!
You take 91 damage.
No! What?
That's too much, Michael.
That's almost all of it.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Holy shit.
91. I'm just like really hunting to rise up. Like, do I have anything?
I gotta be honest. I was gonna throw a bean on my turn, and I think after seeing Rowan get 91 damage, I will not be throwing a fucking bean.
And again, you can't throw a bean. That takes a minute. And it also doesn't do anything. And also, please, I don't want to die.
It wasn't even Trant's turn. Isn't that fun?
No, it's not. I'm gonna die.
Fine, Michael.
What is the effect of it? It's just like a fire. Like, what kind of a damage is it?
It's fire damage, yeah.
So I'm just like blasted with red dragon flames.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie, you're up.
No, I don't want like this.
Adira got a 3, by the way.
Ouchie.
I'm very nervous to go. Oh, okay. I would like to go and Lonnie goes invisible. And I would like to have a little conversation with Orcus and just be like the power formerly known as Orcus. Could you protect us? Could you protect my friends?
I do not protect.
Okay.
I destroy.
Okay, I'm willing to give you control of this meat suit because, let's be honest, I know that you would like to think that you are in control, but right now I have held your ass where it is, and I'm going to give you a come to Jesus right now. Power formerly known as Orcus, I am happy to give you this meaty vessel, and we can share it, and we can learn to live like this, and on occasions, I will let you out, and you can do whatever. If you would just, could you help us?
Would you do me a kindness?
A little bit.
I will destroy.
Yeah, I would like you just to destroy. Could you destroy the one dude that's real shit? It's Trant.
I destroy it all.
No.
No.
It says right here, you destroy Al.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go out there, and if I get my shit kicked, you come in and save the day, okay? But if my little meaty vessel dies, where are you going?
I will be in control.
Okay, well, keep.
I'm just this dead body.
Just lopping around.
It's a power formerly known as Orcus, just weakened at Bernie's Lonnie's body.
Okay. I'm gonna go, and I guess I'm gonna try to hit Trant, and then I'm gonna run away. And I'm all invisible. Can I do that?
Yeah. He's looking right at you as you're running towards him.
Okay, this is real cool. Okay, I want to, instead of like doing anything weird, I want to do something like I want to caress his cheek, and I want to pluck one of his nose hairs, and I would like to try to wet willy him.
I did say his helmet got blasted off last time.
So his AC's lower.
Oh, perfect. Okay, does a 27?
A 27 hits.
Okay. I rolled a 16 and a 16, so those are the same. No, I'm assuming I do not have advantage because he can see me.
He can see you, yes.
So I'm assuming a 15 and a 25 does not hit?
A 25 hits.
Okay. So three hits. That's perfect. So I named three things. He gets a wet willy, a nose hair pulled, and a gentle caress to the cheek.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
It's uncomfortable.
Oh gosh.
He doesn't like any of this.
Deeply unsettled.
Good.
What does it look like?
When he gets geeked out. 44 damage.
Okay.
And it is
a lot.
Bludgeoning? I don't know that it matters.
You're all set?
And then she runs back away.
Okay, he definitely can see you, so he definitely will take an opportunity attack.
That's fine.
He did not roll well.
Perfect.
He swings the gun thing at you. I mean, it is still a 25 to hit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that hits. Jesus, Michael.
I thought I had a thing for opportunity attacks, but I think that was Jayla. That's rude.
So that's 32 bludgeoning.
Ooh, okay, that's better than 92.
That's fine. Oh, is that the damage or is that the half?
That's just the damage, so you can have that with your resistance.
Yeah.
But then, after the opportunity attack, then he takes his in-between round attack and the black head of the arm swings up and he shoots acid at Lonnie. Lonnie, you have to make a dexterity save.
Okay, cool.
Gonna roll well, don't roll like shit.
Yeah, holy fuck, that worked. I rolled a 19 plus 11, so a 30.
That sounds good. Is that good?
You dodge out of the way.
Nice.
Eat my butt, Trant.
And you don't even take half.
Nope,
right?
I don't take anything.
Nice, nicely done.
Hell yeah.
Scud.
Michael, Scud wishes for the Manticore to come back as our friend.
As the powerful ally.
No, choose something more powerful than a Manticore, please.
Just so you know, Manticores are not very powerful.
Never mind.
But see, here's the problem, is that I kind of anticipated that they might not be as strong as I would like them to be for flavor, but also we're dealing with like a Chekhov's Manticore situation here. I can't just like call...
That's true.
I could call something super strong that we've never seen before, but it wouldn't make sense narratively.
Yeah. That's true.
What are you talking about? Nothing makes sense about the cards to begin with.
I mean, agree to disagree.
That's your opinion, man.
So it is made for a level 3 character to fight. Just throwing that out there.
Maybe this one is bigger?
He's a ultra manticore.
Okay, so you're wishing for the manticore to come back and be more powerful.
Yeah. Well, and be our friend!
Your friend is very important.
It honestly is.
Almost the most important part.
So you now have a friend, a manticore friend.
Yay!
Oh, is he back already? Sweet.
And he's glow. Well, he never really had a chance to leave, if we're being honest.
I expect every manticore in my life to leave, so that's why I was thinking.
Do you want to roll? So it has a multi-attack. It can do a bite and two claws.
Yeah, I already have it up. I know what it can do.
All right, go ahead and attack with your manticore.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Manticore now. It's over. This is a little bite. It's not going to hit a damn thing. 11.
That misses.
Wait, so did my wish for it to be more powerful fail? Is that what's...
You can give it an extra plus +5 to on its to hits.
That would have been 16. It still fail?
Oh, yeah.
All right. 24.
24 fails.
What did I even get this thing for?
You guys found the AC because the 25 hits and the 24 doesn't.
24.
That also misses.
All right. Well. I'd like to return this manticore.
Trant smirks at the manticore, sort of brushes it away, turns his horrific death machine towards Scud.
I'm just here making friends.
A burst of lightning shoots out. Scud, make a dexterity saving throw and roll a 20.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me what to do. That's a 4.
Goodbye.
Total?
God.
No, but you said roll a 20, and I didn't. I rolled a 4, so it's like, what's it matter at this point?
Well, you need a pretty high score to dodge out of the way.
Okay.
Anyway, you take 88 lightning damage.
Okay. And I don't have any special defenses against that. Does that change anything?
No, it doesn't. And that's when the first Baylor comes rolling in.
Bug. Michael, you know who you're DMing for, right?
You all have been playing this game for so long. So the Baylor comes in, and what the heck? He attacks the manticore.
Hey,
you know what?
It's not us, I guess.
Is this cannon fodder? That works for us.
It's going to have to hit a 14 armor class.
I rolled a 2, he got, so six. Does a 16 hit?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's, so the longsword does 21 slashing and 13 lightning damage. So a total of 34.
Live to fight another day.
And then that's an 18 with his whip.
Yeah, it hits, yeah.
So that's going to be 25 more damage.
Shrug it off easily.
Like,
so it's a total of 46, total of 59 damage.
Well, I got 9 hit points over here. It says,
doing great.
Uh-huh.
Doing great. He's a distraction. We love that for us.
The next Baylor comes in, looks around, surveys the scene, and goes, shrugs, and then runs to attack Hobie.
Hey!
Fair, we look very similar. Hobie's like, brother, no.
Does a 28 hit.
You know it does.
Does a 21 hit.
Yep.
All right, so the first one is going to be, well, it's the same thing. It's 59 damage.
Total,
yeah. 21 slashing, 13 lightning.
Is it magical?
Yep. They are magic. 15 slashing, 10 fire.
There's so many different kinds of damage.
He's immune to fire.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, what's up? We're doing it.
Sweet. Awesome. It's going great. Hey, now it's Trant's turn.
Oh, cool. Oh, fuck.
I feel like Trant's had a few turns already.
I'm scared.
I was like, how many legendary actions does he have? Hopefully he won't get a turn to refresh them. God damn it.
I can go back in time. Let's just not forget. We could all go back in time, or I...
We might need to.
Wait, how many seconds do you have?
So, for one day for an individual, An hour for a room full of people, 13 seconds for the entire world, or 3 seconds for the multiverse.
Moss! Wait, should we just do that? It'd be like, Melora, bro, he's coming. He's Let's coming. Fight you.
You need a fucking prep right now.
And no critique towards us. I don't think killing Baphomet helped. So we're here, and if we can fight with Melora, I think that's good.
Well, so you can go back a whole day?
That's
way too long.
An hour.
I would be bored by that. Ugh.
How long did you say? An hour?
Yeah.
An hour for a room full of people. I mean, if in terms of how many rounds of combat, like probably
yeah.
not, like 13 seconds might be enough if you just want to fuck with the whole world.
But if we want to warn Melora,
yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Well, no. She knows Trent's coming.
Yeah.
We would fight with her as opposed to getting here too late. And it's only for us, so Baphomet would still be dead, I think.
For which one?
Are you trying to say that we would try to like get Baphomet on our side?
No, I don't want Baphomet to come back. We would like an ally of Melora.
Right.
Because right now she's beaten.
Right. She's got 0 HP.
Yeah. You can do this. Come on. I believe in you.
Michael wants it.
You did 91 damage in one hit, Michael.
I mean, if we only go back an hour, I feel like we might as well keep fighting and see how bad it gets. As long as Scud doesn't straight up die,
this.
Right?
Believe in yourself.
Oh, man, I don't trust Michael. I'm scared.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
You can do it.
We have no healers.
We have healing.
I have healing, I just don't do it.
I can definitely heal myself because I can just keep doing my tattoo charge thing and heal myself that way, hopefully.
Trent was pretty pissed that he was not able to hit Lonnie, so he's coming for Lonnie.
I don't like that. No, thank you.
Yeah, Lonnie's my friend.
Oh, I rolled really bad that time. So 21.
Haha, that misses.
All right, then he swings his gun arm, misses. He swings again. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That's only a 22.
That meets?
Oh, yes, that hits.
No, I don't think so. What if it didn't this time?
You rolled a 2.
I rolled a 3.
Oh my god, Michael.
Wow.
And then he bashes you with the shield, which also hits.
How do you know?
That's not that much, though.
How do you know?
Because it's higher than the last one.
Well, but how do you know? Maybe I miss it this time. I dodge.
Yeah, she has variable AC.
Yeah.
23.
Well, this time.
All right, so you take 24 bludgeoning and then another 28 bludgeoning.
Cool.
If we go back in time, can we have
our hit points back?
Can we show up again and have two of us?
Oh no! Yes! It's just like that episode of the Brack Show where they keep dying and there's too many of them. Oh no!
Michael, could we do this? And then Lonnie, we could all run back and we can have time remnants of ourselves. Basically, like we could
pull
another self of us from a different version of the timeline, and then we could sacrifice them, and it will be okay. And
you're not even through the first round of combat. You're fine.
No, I will admit, we oftentimes freak out immediately if anything's hard, and that's on us. It's also on Michael, but
that's
it's on us.
We're
you know?
Millennials.
That's so true. Where's my trophy?
Michael's just like, this boss is going to be easy. It's going to be real, like, tank and spank kind of thing. Cut to the episode. Let's go back in time.
I
don't want to play anymore.
I got 92 damage. That was a lot.
That's a lot of damage.
So it's fine. Maybe Rowan needs to scuttle to the back.
Yeah, and maybe he doesn't have that many legendary actions. So I don't know.
We can go back in time if we have to.
Yeah.
I think we keep fighting. See how it goes.
We got this. We can do this.
I will say you do note that the three breath weapons that he's fired so far, you just see smoke is still coming out of each one of those barrels.
Ooh, does he have to recharge? That would be epic. Because I have Zariel and Tiamat's character sheets open right now, because that's how I run my pit fiend from that fight. And I'm like, oh, I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking.
Well, it's Toby's turn right now.
All right. Michael, Hobie, he freaking... Golly beans. I guess getting rid of these balors is probably a good idea, right? And I'm asking you, Michael. Tell me what to do. Just kidding.
I mean, they're all going to try to kill you.
Really?
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah, Toby will go. He's like, get the frick off me. You suck. You're chaos. I like
you
order.
Suck.
You suck. I'm going to roll with the dice, not with roll 20. Sorry, roll 20. Oh, I criticaled.
What are you doing?
So that's a 34.
What are you doing, though?
Oh, I'm biting the I'm biting the balor.
All right, Toby. I forgot.
Toby.
Toby goes up.
Just gnawing on his little. Does Toby have sharp teeth?
Yeah, because like we say, every character that we play is a chunk of ourselves.
Yeah, and the
Toby
sharp teeth
is how I have really sharp teeth.
It's true.
I have very sharp teeth. It's
you're
a
sharp.
Problem.
That hits.
All right, that's 29 biting damage, 29 magical piercing damage, plus 8. 37 piercing damage. And can the Balor make a con saving throw unless it's immune to poison?
Damage immunities, fire, and poison.
Almost everything at this level is immune to poison for some reason. And then Hobie rears back, and with a big old claw, does a big old hit. It's like when Simba is fighting Scar. You know what I'm talking about, baby. That's a 21.
Hits.
Oh, 13 slashing. And then with his other hand, he swings in with his mace, and that's like a 23.
Yes.
And that is 14 bludgeoning damage, and then 24 fire.
Golly. He is immune to fire.
Yeah. Okay. Kobe will try to tackle him to the ground. Strengths or dex off. Let's get our dex off. Oh, I finally rolled good with this. I got a 27 to tackling him.
Oh, do I have to roll counter?
Yeah, it's opposed.
Strength?
Yeah, strength or dex, I think. And it's like a check, not a saving throw.
I rolled a 12.
Nice. All right, so Hobie does a classic judo thing, throws him to the ground. This Balor has it's now prone. And that's Hobie's turn. Toby will cast blindness on the Balor, on Trant, and the other Balor.
Okay.
So they each need to make a constitution saving throw, and I googled it. If they fail, it will work against True Sight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, luckily the Balors have advantage against spells and other magical effects. So is it con?
Con, yeah.
All right, so Balor number one. Wow, I rolled a 1 and a 2. That fails. That's an 8.
Okay, blind.
And then the second one, much better, is a 27.
Not blind.
So you got one blind and prone guy, one guy who's feeling great.
And what about my friend Trant?
And then Trant.
It'd be sick if you rolled bad, I think.
What level spell is it?
Fourth. I don't have to tell you.
You don't. That's right. You do not have to tell me.
Shit.
I rolled straight, baby. That is a 15.
Trant is blind.
Trant chooses to not be blind.
You gotta burn through. Yeah, you gotta burn.
Take that. I fly and try to not take the hide action, but to put my tiny body behind something, roughly 60 feet away from the forward action. And I would like to call for the BTS to come in and to shoot through the hole and the castle. Like, guys, we're here. We're fucked. I need to get here close, please.
Okay.
Reinforcements, hell yeah.
Hold on, we'll be there as quickly as possible.
The white head flips around on his gun arm, and he shoots a cone of cold at Toby. So you're saying you're taking, like, partial cover?
So it depends on what this room looks like, Michael. If there's a bookshelf. I mean, Toby's small.
It's your classic throne room. There's probably a pillar.
Yeah, Toby's tiny, and he's going to, like, hold on to the broom, and
he's hiding behind a gargoyle.
Yeah, I mean, Toby is so small that he would have, like, if there's a pillar, like, probably total cover. But again, we are theater of the mind. So who knows what the ability of the other folks to get behind and see, like, his foot.
Or his huge dumper.
Let's say you get advantage and plus 5 on your dexterity saving throw.
Oh, hell yeah. So that's 15 plus, I have an 18. That's so good. Michael, that's so good.
Yeah, you fail.
Okay.
So that is 72 cold damage.
All right, yeah, I'm just at a healthy, 50.
It's icy in here.
Ah, it's cold.
Who's next? Adira.
Adira does that classic thing we know and love. Twin spells haste on Lonnie and Rowan.
Perfect. Thank you. I love it.
And then she also casts spiritual weapon, Michael.
Okay.
On, let's go with Trant. And that's a 26.
26 hits.
Sick.
Hers is like a long, long sword, like Alucard's from Castlevania. Michael, that is 9 damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit. All right, so it's about to be Rowan's turn. But before that, Trant gets his move. So he looks over towards Rowan.
No.
And the green dragon head pops to the top.
No! I'm gonna die!
And a stream of poison shoots out at Rowan.
I think. Do I have a thing?
Fuck! No!
Trant shoots a cone of poison at you. You have to make a constitution saving throw.
Jennifer, just roll good.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can.
Just roll, like, really good.
I don't know if I can. I'm not very good at con.
It's easy. It's easy. Let's do it.
I did something. Well, how's a 10 do? Is that good?
That is not good. You're going to take 77 poison damage.
Ouch. Ouchie.
Where does that leave old Rowan?
I have 16 hit points.
Nice.
Out of 184.
Take your potion action to restore 24.
No, I'm going to do my tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You actually can heal yourself. I can't.
But I got to make it to my round first.
See what happens.
What is your turn right now?
Ooh, all right. Okay. So I make Tran my sworn enemy right off the fucking bat. So I whispered him, I'm going to eat my ass.
I'm over here just like, nah, 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 eat my ass, yada, yada.
And then I'm going to cast Hail of Thorns at fourth level. And Trant is my sworn enemy, so I get advantage against him. So I'm going to try to hit him first.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 31 against him.
That hits.
So let's do damage. I'm shooting my oath bow, but I'm also doing Hail of Thorns with it, and I'm gonna do my tattoo charge. For my first round, I will be rolling 48 plus 4, 76, and 40-10.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot. Is that a lot?
It's a lot, I think.
It's a hell of a lot.
Okay, let's keep the language civil.
Sorry, that's me.
Okay, so first round, he's gotta make a dex saving throw for my Hail of Thorns.
It's not amazing at dex. That is a 20.
Okay, actually, it's a dex 18, so. So he takes half from my Hail of Thorns. So 51 Trant, and I heal 10.
All right.
And that's my first round. Now I'm at 26.
How much did you heal for?
10.
Cool.
Google.
My point stands.
So now, second round, oath bow. Just pure bow power here. That is 27.
That hits.
Okay, 38 damage to him that time, and I heal another 10.
Nice.
Oh my god.
And that's like pretty much the end of your turn, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you do 38 damage. This second arrow plunges right into Trant's chest. And he falls to his knees and almost like goes down on all fours.
Yeah.
For the briefest of moments, you think he's dead. And that's when he starts transforming into a platinum dragon.
What?
A platinum dragon with a manticore right behind him.
It's gonna slit his throat.
Damn.
Yes, he is turning into some approximation of Bahamut.
What?
Like that.
And that's where we'll end our episode.
Oh,
man.
I thought we already killed Bahamut.
No, he did.
He absorbed it. He's got the power.
Bachman, this isn't even his final form.
Michael made a DBZ joke.
He did. You fool.
Ah.
Well, I guess that means that we should do some reviews, right? Because
sure.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And we have to be reminded about the good times and
before we all die.
Before we all die.
Hey, but I healed myself. I'm at 36 hit points now.
That's so true.
You've essentially defeated Trant.
He's become a Bahamut now. Then Dalazor says, "The laughs keep on coming. Can you believe I've been listening to this for what must be 4 years and still haven't left for your..." Van Dalazor, come on. "Me neither, because it ain't..." Oh, wow, they got my ass. "This will be my second review. New phone, new review. Who dis? Wow. Have you ever eaten too much spicy chilies before bed and awoken to a provocative fever dream of personal delight in fancy, only to find that in reality, your hallucinatory world was just a podcast still playing loudly in your headphones on your nightstand? Me neither, bro. That would be weird, right? This show has so much hilarious content, I can't recommend it enough. And if you're a DM like me with way too much creative slash writer's block, you can use this to get inspired. The lore of Runkeros is wild, and this last dive back to the Thumbles, brilliant. I have villains that disappeared and my players forgot about. Maybe now's the time I bring them back. You totally should. Honestly, though, the whole crew is amazing, and I can only hope the best for them and that this show never ends. Is it time to start scratching in the details for new level ones? Love you. Bye." It is time. Thank you, Van Dalazor.
This must have been right when episode 400 happened.
Huh?
By Rhaegar's Great Betrayal, says Brian Gorley from the United States. "This podcast is full of twists, turns, monkey wrenches, and more beans than you would think. I caught up, then had to backtrack to Jet's Betrayal, my favorite episode. Thank you for hours of entertainment getting me through work." Okay, bye.
The betrayal's a little strong.
This is extremely accurate, but, you know, strong statement.
TechGuy419 says, "Wow, just wow. Need more bards? I have been listening for a while now and was waiting to review until I caught up, but episode 249 has me laughing so hard with the guest appearance of the bard." That was Nick.
Oh, from was that the one?
It was probably Jonas.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, 229, it was before.
Okay. Bombarded, that makes sense.
Who we also love, so.
His songs are so great. Keep up the good work, and I hope you guys bring these guys back more often. They would be a great addition to the show. Oh, it was Raw Fury, so it was Jonas. Oh,
okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And they are back in Patreon form, by the
That's
way.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Double BB Bachman says, "Absolute gold."
From Australia.
Australia?
Ooh, wow.
There's no Bachmans in Australia. Certainly none that spell their name with two N's. "G'day, mate. Deep into my second listen, and after hearing Tim tell me to review 536 times by my calculations, I thought I'd better finally do it. These guys are hilarious and can't wait for KeeklyCon." No, we can't. You're right. "GeeklyCon Australia in 2024. Started my second listen as I needed my fix, and once a week was not enough. Mm. The only thing this needs is more Double Baby Bachman Bananas Foster voice. Thanks for everything."
Nice. "You can stop guilting me now," says Loverly. "I met you guys at the last GeeklyCon, and my husband immediately outed me to Tim for never having... left the review. Now I can finally sleep at night for the first time in years without that enormous weight of guilt. Keep on podding on." It is funny people do that.
Connor Joned says, "I love it. I started listening during the pandemic and it's gotten me through some dark thoughts. I thank you for everything you guys have done for me. You guys put order in my life. I can't say thank you enough." Thank you, Connor.
Stump Q Ninja says, "Amazing pandemic listening. I've been taking daily walks for mental health since March 2020, and this podcast has kept me laughing insane-ish for more than a year now in our diseased hellscape world of 2020 and 2021. I'm just catching up to early 2020 in where I'm listening, and it's physically painful for me to hear you all talk about upcoming live shows."
Oh, man, I know.
"I know it never got a chance to happen. How excited you are for them and your future." You're super wonderful people and artists, and I hope someday soon that you'll be able to meet your fans in person again. Maybe even me.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
I hope so too.
XX69_420XX says, second review.
Taking a step
this is
back.
My This is my second review. Borrowed my nephew's phone. Love you all. And this podcast is the best I've ever listened to. Thank you for making it.
Oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
This next
oh,
one?
Shit.
What the fuck is this next one?
Oh, my
one?
God. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Should we end on this one?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's meant to be.
Spudcam from the United States of America says, love this podcast. Wonderfully delicious entertainment.
Now, Spudcam is the handle of our beautiful
David.
Editor, producer, savant, David. Are we hearing that David's never... That can't be true. David's probably reviewed like...
David's never just reviewed it again. Now.
Just... Look at how edited the actual review is.
Oh, it
it's
is.
Three
it's,
words.
It's concise. It's perfect.
It's beautiful.
It's exactly what it needs to be.
God
David,
damn it.
David, we love you.
This
Thank
is
you.
Truly David. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
He really had a chance to go ham. Yeah. Michael in the chat just said the same that I was going to say. He had a chance to go ham and really just like brag on himself on like the
and
good editing and all that Foley work. And he didn't.
Should go back. To see the first and second and third reviews, I think they would probably just be on this podcast.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
No.
Can go back and find my old one, Tim Red.
All right. Well, golly, thanks everybody. Those reviews are wonderful and they help us so much with various algorithms and whatnot. Please help us. Please, please. Please,
my roof.
Thank you.
Needs help.
Need more roof goo.
I'm so sick.
I need more roof goo.
Tim and Jennifer have to do 14,000 podcasts to pay for their roof.
If only 14,000 of you gave us a dollar,
then we could pay for our roof.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc., at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on social at Thrifty Nerd.
You can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/D&D podcast, and maybe that goof that just got cut out would be in there. If this part is in the podcast, then you don't know what that means, so you don't know if that's enticing.
Whoa.
I don't know. Anyways, you can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning, and a kind of fun thing is the Crit Show at the Crit Show is doing a special show based on the game Wandering Souls. It's a ghost tabletop Ooh. RPG. So tune into the Crit Show on twitch.tv/thecritshow every single Monday from September 6th to October 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got a great, great crew. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Also, I've mentioned a few times, Naruto Revuto has hit Shippuden, and Shippuden is very good. There's a guy that eats goo from a pocket with his hand and spits it out and blows people's heads up. It looks like cocaine, but I think it's like...
Hey, wow, I'm doing coke
it
in
rocks.
Naruto, my goodness. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and I think you should check out the other podcast that I do with Tim and Michael and our friend Nick Bristow, and sometimes Mike Bachman and Nick are on it.
Yeah.
Your internet. It's good.
Anything could happen.
We
recorded
about
a truly intense, insane one last night.
There was a lot of Arby's content in it. There was perhaps a baby ghost. Who can say?
Mm. What? Or a ghost Sonic.
We're not that worried about it.
We're not that worried about it, but yeah, there could be a baby ghost.
We talked a lot about Sonic, Christian
Arby's.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Dead Sonic.
Yeah.
I did find Sonic with the stigmata, by the way.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
What a beautiful tease for dear internet.
You can't.
Don't say anymore. Right. No, that's it. No context. Listen to dear internet if you want to know. God.
Sorry for peeking, but I'm not sorry.
I'm just going to say you can't see hole.
Then what's the point?
Man, I'm out.
But clearly, clenched fists, there's blood coming out of the fists. Unless he's got fistfuls of blood.
Okay, cool. I'll take fistful of blood even if there's no hole.
You can find me at Nika_Howard on all socials. And if you want to find me other places, I have links and bios.
that you can follow.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman and sleeping sometimes.
Sometimes. Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geekly.com where you can find other thrilling and entertaining podcasts. If you're needing your fan art fix, you can check out hashtag drunks and doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finish getting spanked by Daddy Trant, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey. Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Darkening Developments, Giant Worm, and Immersed are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode. Additional music by SpudCam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.